Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everyone. Glad to have you guys with us. We've got a jam-packed show today, and we're going to be talking about, I think, Don, it's called a top topic amongst everyone that's a fisherman that has a boat.
Oh, yes.
Big time, yep. For sure. Yep. We've got Chris Meyer joining us from Simrad and Lowrance. We're going to be talking about, and this is hot off the presses, brand new stuff they have coming in, some reintroductions of, I'm telling you what, it's going to be great. It's really cool models coming. You're going to love it. A lot of insight, too. It's going to be fun. So, speaking of which, we're going to be right back right after this.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Good to see you, Don.
Yeah, it's good to be seen.
Ava?
It's good to be seen as well. You guys wouldn't be here without me. I love pointing that out.
Yes. We would be here. But there would be
nothing to listen to.
No. Null and void.
Yeah, Don and I could just hang out, but it wouldn't do us really, you know.
We've done that in other locations.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, we could go have some wings and hang out, but we can't record much.
It's just, you know, I'm the most important person in the room.
You are.
Wow.
Just saying.
Just ask her.
We all knew that.
Glad to be here, gentlemen.
Yes. It's always good to have you as well. Good to have you guys out there listening. We appreciate all the people that are listening, and it's always funny, Don, when you go someplace and, you know, your voice sounds familiar. What do you mean? Well, don't I know you from someplace? And you say, well, I do a radio show. That's it. You do a radio show.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny. I have a face for radio, and apparently people recognize that fact, which is a good thing.
I have a few people that have mistaken me for you. I make sure I clear that up in a hurry.
Yeah, they get you switched around.
That happens. That's scary. That when you think about it, that really truly is scary.
It's unfortunate for you. Sorry about that.
It's all good. Well, you know, leading into the show today, you know, we're talking a little bit later. We're going to be talking with Chris Meyer from Simrad and Lowrance Companies about the latest and greatest technology. What he is going to be bringing to us is going to be the latest releases. Now, the latest releases, and I'm talking 2 days ago or 3 days ago, depending on how you want to calculate it. And these are really cool. It's going to be great for looking if you're looking at doing some upgrades. Maybe you've got an older graph you want to upgrade, but it's affordable. You can get some. I won't get into the detail. I won't blow it.
Don't spoil it.
There's pretty amazing things. But really, the point that comes into this is, what does this all get mounted on? It gets mounted on the platform is a boat, and right now it is a buyer's market. For a number of years, it was the seller's market. You can't get it. We've got two coming. You better put your money on it or it's gone. So really the key piece for me is when you're going out, you're looking at a boat, the Minneapolis Sportsman Show's coming. There are sportsman shows going on all over. It's kind of the big wrap up to the year. And there's a lot of boats that are going to be going on the market now, the used boat market.
You look at that as a wrap up. I look at it as a beginning.
No, when you look at the boat buying scenario, it's really looking at it from a perspective of, okay, you've got January 1, the new boat product, you've got some releases that happened in, let's say, July, August last year. Some little pieces and parts are out there about that. But when the real debut happens, the debut is across the United States. It happens in January here. Happens in New York. It's one of the first boat shows. So those are the kickoffs to the boat buying, the new boat buying. And really, the wrap-up is going to be that April 1st time frame when it's coming to a close as far as the shows, the deals that will come from dealerships, that will come from retailers that have sales that are looking at moving some product. Maybe they have your old product. Maybe they have something that they want to get rid of. That's the time to go and look and say, you know what, maybe we can find a deal, whether it's on a graph or whatever it might be. That's going to be the key piece of the puzzle, and you really want to focus and go look at those pieces and parts. Getting an idea, you know, if you're looking for an 18-foot glass versus fiber, glass versus aluminum, you know, you've got great options out there. I know in the bass applications or that type, there's some tremendous aluminum boats out there that are beyond incredible. I mean, obviously, I know I run Avexis, but Avexis has some cool boats that you can run a 115 on. The thing will go 50 miles an hour. You can get great options there. You can go multi-species. You can go fiberglass or glass and get amazing riding boats. And don't be deceived by the fact, and this is an important thing to look, don't be deceived by the fact that fiberglass and aluminum, if you look head-to-head, same-same, you're going to find that they're priced very close to one another. Instead of the old myth, oh, a fiberglass boat is going to be off the charts expensive, and the durability you're going to find in a glass boat is not what you thought, you know, meaning, well, I better have aluminum because there's rocks everywhere. If you damage and bend, and in this case, if you're running through heavy-duty, you know, rocks, if you bend an aluminum hull, you'll never get it back to where it was. You can't bend it back. If you have a fiberglass boat and you scratch it or ding it or whatever you do, you can easily fix the gel coat so it looks brand new. So there's a lot of options that come out there. The other thing to be aware of too, when you're looking at getting a boat, you may or may not want it packaged with electronics. Your best bet is to say, look, I want to order it with this, this, and this. Don't be forced to take electronics that you don't need or you don't want and maybe customize that on your own, because there's people that do rigging for that. You don't have to bring it to necessarily a retailer, but take the time to select what you want and understand that you should have a bow mount graph. Utilize that front of that boat to your advantage and really focus on it, whether it's the active target that we'll be talking about as far as the forward-looking sonar, whatever it might be. But really take the time when you're looking at a boat, understand what you really want to own, what's the length you want to fit, either in the garage or otherwise, and take the time to research it. Don't let somebody, hey, you're going to miss this deal. It's a buyer's market. If you don't get one at that show, there may be others. But again, keep in mind, if there's a deal out there to be had, it's going to be coming up at these late season shows. So let the buyer be aware. But also, you guys, this is the year. Go get something you want. You're going to be at the right price. So take the time for that. Tell you what, we're going to be right back. We're going to be talking with Chris Meyer from Simrad & Lowrance. You are not going to want to miss this. Stay tuned.